The history of Radio 2RPH began on the 23rd of October 1977, when a public meeting was held at Paddington Town Hall. The Sydney Radio Foundation for the Print Handicapped was formed, with Professor Neil Runcie being elected as chairman.
The first test transmission was conducted from the 2RES studios in Paddington on December the 12th, 1977.
Then, on July 29, 1979, Radio for the Print Handicapped of New South Wales Cooperative Limited was inaugurated formally, and Professor Neil Runcie was elected as Foundation Chairman. And in September that year, 2RPH was officially registered by the New South Wales Registrar of Cooperative Societies.
A second test transmission was conducted from Paddington's 2RES studios on August the 29th, 1980. A year later, in 1981, the International Year of the Disabled, the federal government allocated an establishment grant to 2RPH groups throughout Australia, which meant that we were able to purchase our own transmitter.
1982 was a significant year. In February, Professor Ron Possel was elected chairman. A transmitter was purchased in September using the establishment grant and an agreement with 2UV, the University of New South Wales radio station, to share transmitter facilities. While in October that year, 2RPH was granted a broadcasting licence. The frequency allocated was 1629 kHz, just beyond the main broadcasting band, with a power output limited to 500 watts.
1983, another significant year. Regular transmissions began on February the 11th, and for the first 6 weeks, only 1.5 hours of recorded material was broadcast each day from 2UV. Then in March, 2SM generously made a studio available and Jeff Brown was appointed station manager. On the 18th of April, live broadcasting began in earnest. 51 hours a week in a borrowed studio with no pre-production facilities.
In June 1984, a grant of $30,000 was made available by Frank Walker, New South Wales Minister for Youth and Community Services. Then, by November 1984, a second studio at the 2SM premises was officially opened, with equipment and installation made possible through the assistance of Civil and Civic.
January 1986, Jan Marchant was appointed officially as station manager.
During 1991, 2RPH expanded. In February, the broadcasting frequency was shifted from 1629 kHz to 1539 kHz, the old double J frequency. Together with an increase of power to 1000 watts, this made the service much more accessible to our listeners.
In June that year, we were on air 24 hours each day, staffed by 200 to 250 volunteers. The RPH Australia group of stations became the largest community broadcasting network throughout the country, with all stations exchanging programs regularly under the auspices of the Australian Council for Radio for the Print Handicapped. And Alex McNish was elected as chairman.
December 1991. 2RPH moved to new offices and studios at 252 Illawarra Road, Marrickville, and on January the 1st, 1992, right on the stroke of midnight, began broadcasting from the new premises.
Then in June 1993, a retired executive from Radio 2UE, Tom Crozier, was appointed station manager. And in September, there was a change of transmission power from 1,000 watts to 5,000 watts, and a new frequency allocated, 1224 kHz, the old 2WS AM station. At the same time, we were given the use of its transmission equipment and facilities at Prospect, worth $3.5 million.
1994. In line with a national trend, the term information radio was included as part of the 2RPH identity. And by May 1995, a survey conducted by Quadrant Research showed that 80% of print handicapped people contacted listened to us.
Radio Theatre, a fundraising event performed at the Belvoir Theatre in October 1997, attracted more than $17,000. From that year to 2000, a gradual change of station identity occurred, with us eventually becoming Sydney's Radio Reading Service.
1999. Leichhardt Council agreed to lease premises at 184 Glebe Point Road in Glebe to 2RPH. At 7 a.m. Saturday, May 20, 2000, we began broadcasting from the new studios. The official opening of the facility was conducted by His Excellency, the Honourable Gordon Samuels, Governor of New South Wales, in August 2000.
In February 2001, Her Excellency Professor Mari Bashir, AC, CVO, Governor of New South Wales, accepts the position of 2RPH patron. 2003 saw the election of Professor Ron McCallum as chair and the appointment of Noel Castley as station manager.
Another fundraising event, a completely old-fashioned radio show held at the Belvoir Street Theatre in August 2004, brought in more than $18,000, as well as attracting well-known personalities. John Bell, Jackie Weaver, Alastair Duncan, and radio host Bob Rogers.
2005 saw vast changes to studio and transmission facilities. During August, we introduced computerisation to program preparation and live on-air delivery replaced outdated tape recorders, while in September, reception, signal quality and coverage improved appreciably by the installation of a new processing unit at the main transmitter.
April 8, 2008, a day to celebrate. 2RPH had been on-air continuously for 25 years. The guest of honour at a special luncheon at Parliament House in Macquarie Street, Sydney, Professor Mari Bashir, Governor of New South Wales and 2RPH patron, congratulates the station for its contribution to people with a print disability.
In fact, 2008 was a year of great change. On August the 4th, 2RPH commissioned its satellite service through SBS. This would enable us to deliver our service to the Newcastle area and provide the ability to expand to other regions. During August, we also changed the station's identity from Sydney's Radio Reading Service to Your Radio Reading Service in order to accommodate listeners beyond Sydney. September the 25th, 2RPH began broadcasting officially to Newcastle and the Lower Hunter regions from Mount Sugarloaf on a frequency of 100.5 FM. And in October 2009, 2RPH improved its coverage across Sydney by installing a transmitter directed to the eastern sector of the metropolitan area, on a frequency of 100.5 FM also.
July 2010, Nikki Lindemann was appointed station manager after being a long-term volunteer and assistant manager for some 3 years.
And now to the future. Plans are well underway to build a satellite studio in Newcastle within the premises of the Newcastle Herald newspaper. This will provide local volunteers the ability to be involved on a personal level in their own region. By the close of 2010, 2RPH will be broadcasting in digital as well as AM and FM frequencies. There are also endeavours to provide services via audio streaming and podcasting through the internet. And beyond? 2RPH will always remain your radio reading service.